This is Seattle's Morning News, and Washington State has a new Teacher of the Year. He is Robert Hand. He teaches at Mount Vernon High School. What do you teach, Robert?
I teach a program called Family and Consumer Sciences.
Is that what we used to call home economics?
Yes, it is. We changed the name a while back.
Tell me, first of all, I assume that your schools opened without a strike this year?
We did.
What do you think about the issues that teachers are picketing for in other areas of the state now, the McCleary funding? I mean, is the state of education in Washington State good now that the legislature has acted or not?
I think Washington is a wonderful state for education. I am glad that there's action being taken to support teachers and to support students. Really, the students are what it's all about. Teachers, you know, we do the work we do for the kids that are in our classes and, you know, for the families in our communities. I think that there are a lot of kinks to work out in this, and there are a lot of people trying to figure out how to do that. And it doesn't always go as planned, and that's unfortunate. And I have friends that are striking that would rather be in the classroom.
Sure.
But, you know, they're fighting for what they believe is right.
So obviously you don't agree with people who would say the teachers are being greedy.
Absolutely not. No. I think that teachers deserve to be paid fairly for the work that they do. I think that, you know, we have kids in mind first, absolutely. But we're also people and we're professionals. We're college-educated professionals. And you look at other careers where people have gone to college and studied to do those jobs, and they're, you know, in similar areas are being paid significantly more than what teachers are being paid. And I know that the argument that people make is that we don't work as much. But we really do. We're contracted for a certain number of days and hours, but we work far beyond those contracted days and hours year-round without pay for that time.
You were named in part because of letters from students who felt that you knew them and their problems and would never give up on them. And I'm sure that you have that in common with not just other teachers of the year, but I think probably most teachers who love the job as much as you do. So if you have a secret, what would that be in terms of getting through to students and motivating them?
For me, I don't know that it's a secret, but what I do and what I've learned to do along the way is one thing that I do is every day I ask myself when I get to school and when I leave, based on today, would I want to be a student in my own class? I ask that before I get here and after I leave. Would I want to be a student in my own class? And the answer should be yes. And if for some reason I wouldn't have wanted to be a student in my own class that day, why not? And what would I have done differently so that I would want to? Secondly, for me, relationships matter so much. We're all people, and yes, we're here to teach content, but for me, people first, content second. That's always the way that I look at my classroom, and that's not to diminish content, but relationships are so important. Teachers need to connect with their students. They need to be caring, they need to be empathetic, and they need to be supportive.
But it sounds like, at least in the description of what led to your award, that you feel there are some things that you cannot control in terms of the experience a student has in your classroom. For example, you say that when you're going through school, you were taught by people you could identify with because they looked like you. You are white, bearded now. But, I mean, you're making a statement that if none of the teachers look like the students they teach, it is hard to relate. Why do you believe that?
Well, I mean, for one, there's research to back that up. It's not just an opinion that I have, but it's evidence-based. When you look at the demographics of our students and the demographics of our teachers, overwhelmingly, our teacher force in the state is about 90% white teachers. If you look at the demographics of our students, you're usually seeing about, you know, 50% students of color, and that can go up or down, but our teacher force is not representative of our students in our classroom. And there are statistics that will show that growing up, going through school, having one teacher of color at some point in time in a student's education drastically changes graduation rates, it changes college applications, it changes college acceptances, AP classes taken and tests passed. And that's not just for students of color, although it overwhelmingly positively impacts students of color to have a teacher of color in the room. But it also impacts white students positively as well. I think that our teacher workforce needs to diversify. It needs to reflect the students in the room. And I teach a class that is not only devoted to recruiting and retaining teachers, but to also diversifying and recruiting and retaining teachers of color as well.
Okay, so as somebody who has made it his business to try and recruit more people into teaching, what works? What kind of a message do you deliver that convinces someone who could very likely get a higher paying job in private industry that it'd be a great career choice to accept a more modest pay rate for the sake of becoming a teacher?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that for me, it matters. Teaching matters. It has an impact. It impacts the community so positively and so wonderfully. And as a person, it's something that can leave you for the entire time you go all the way until you retire. You're learning new things. You're making new connections. You're impacting young people and the future of our community and our society. And it's exhausting, but it's the most rewarding thing that I've ever done.
Robert Hand, Washington's 2019 Teacher of the Year. He teaches Family and Consumer Science at Mount Vernon High.